This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Significant cuts to the U.S. wheat crop defined the May WASDE report. We'll have more right after this.
Every county fair has that special person or family. They are there before the gates open and long after the lights go out, helping families with projects and pitching in wherever they're needed, never asking for recognition. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, along with Wiffles Hybrids, is honoring them with the Heart of the County Fair Award. Six winners will be recognized locally and at the Iowa State Fair with a plaque, cash prize, VIP passes, and food coupons. Don't delay. Nominations are due June 1st. Visit iowaagnet.com to nominate today.
With how dry it has been in the wheat-growing regions of the U.S., many analysts were expecting to see a cut to the new crop wheat production numbers in the May WASDE report. This month's report did show exactly that, and the wheat prices shot up over 40 cents to end the day on Tuesday, bringing the rest of the grain complex upwards with them. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said this positive move was even able to overcome what was actually a slightly bearish report for the corn.
Yeah, it actually wasn't a bullish report for the corn side of things. To start there, and old crop ending stocks came in slightly higher than previously. We were looking at 2.127 on the April report. That estimate was going to go up by maybe 4 million bushels. It actually went up by 15 million bushels to 2.142 billion. The new crop side of things, as we talk about our first production estimate, our first ending stocks estimate, came in as expected with yield at 183 bushels to the acre. That puts us at just shy of 16 billion in production, making our ending stocks, or at least our first look at the ending stocks for the new crop corn, 1.957. The Ag Forum in February was actually at 1.837. And I think the acreage situation there is why you have such a discrepancy on the new crop side of things. But again, we're still so close to 2 billion in carryout for the new crop that this is not a bullish report by any means for corn.
Find the full story at iowaagnet.com. For Money Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.